Raider Show 1055. There are a couple that apparently I'm going to have to spend more time on tomorrow. I've only got about 3 minutes here. Mort Zuckerman in today's Wall Street Journal has a piece about the full-time scandal of part-time America. This might explain why the president is so hell-bent on raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Zuckerman makes the argument that the June jobs report says most people have the impression that 288,000 jobs were created last month. Well, not full-time. The Obama administration and much of the media trumpeting the figure overlooked that the government numbers didn't distinguish between new part-time and full-time jobs. Full-time jobs last month dropped by 523,000. Part-time jobs soared by about 800,000 to more than 28 million. So there was a negative number for full-time job growth of about 500,000. The jobs created were part-time predominantly, 800,000 of them making now for 28 million. He said, just think of all those Americans working part-time, no doubt glad to have the work, but also contending with lower pay, diminished benefits, and little job security. I want to spend more time on that tomorrow because he makes a lot of really good points that even what recovery that there is a jobless recovery when it comes to new, good-paying, full-time jobs. And 5.5 years in, this is still blamed on George Bush. And it would also explain why he wants part-time jobs to pay $15 or more dollars an hour. He's going to try to magically create that which his policies won't stimulate. That's the game here, the con, as it were. Okay, this is an interesting number. 40% of black men in Wisconsin between the ages of 30 and 44 have served time in a state prison or are currently incarcerated. A new study from University of Milwaukee researchers shows, writes James Causey in the Journal Sentinel. The latest study on the mass incarceration of black males should shock everyone. We're not talking about the worst areas of Chicago, Detroit, or Baltimore. These are men from Milwaukee, Green Bay, Racine, and Kenosha, all in the prime of their lives. Black men make up only 6% of the state population, but they account for more than half of the prison population. This is an epidemic of destroyed lives. And he, of course, blames our incarceration policy. The problem is we're just locking up too many black guys, and we've got to stop that. It's just wrong. We're stealing their youth from them. I want you to think about that, and I will try to discuss that tomorrow. 10:58, 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.